Pressed over his lips, muffled the sound. Laughter echoed through the forest. Voices circled his mind in a maddening frenzy. He staggered toward a moonlit glen, drawn toward the mouth of the gaping earth, strung along by the whisper of death's dark purpose, the promise of life begun anew. His shoes rasped against a rocky floor as he wound through a drafty passageway and spiraled down, ever down, toward the restless voices and the beating of an ancient heart. He emerged into a cavern adorned by seeping stalactites. A phosphorescent glow emanated from the walls and floor, illuminating a subterranean pool in the center of the chamber. The water was onyx black, its surface as smooth as glass. The whispering voices became a chant, and all at once he could hear them everywhere. An urgent susurration that compelled him nearer to the pool. He shuffled toward the water's edge, stooped down, and drew a knife from the sheath at his ankle. The chanting built into a guttural swell, into a dark symphony of madness. The blade reflected the ghostly light. Steel plunged into flesh, again and again, spattering hot ribbons of blood across his face. The child's screams became a choked garble. The chanting ceased. The cave fell quiet. All that could be heard was blood dripping into the pool, swirling and rippling its black waters. When the child's lifeblood was fully drained, he released the body and watched the once still water begin to bubble and roil. Chapter 1.
Go ahead! Jay Gallagher said. Pack your things and get out. See if I care.
The room was hot, hotter than it had any right to be this early in April. From where he lay sprawled on the bed, Jay could see Crystal reflected in the mirror above the dresser, her eyes swollen and damp. Tears mingled with her mascara and traced sooty lines down her cheeks. All of her crying was giving him a headache. He wished she would just shut up and get the hell out so he could have a drink. She yanked the drawers open and shoved her clothes into a suitcase, not even bothering to fold them first. He clenched his hands into fists and stared at the ceiling. How could she be leaving him?
I can't take this anymore. I've had it.
Her words.
You promised, Jay, and like a fool I believed you. It's over, this time for good.
Buckles buckled into place. Zippers zipped shut. Crystal slung a bag over her shoulder and stooped to pick up another. She didn't even have the decency to look him in the eye.
I'll be back for the rest of my things.
Good for you, Jay said. He rolled off the bed and stalked into the bathroom, slammed the door behind him. Crystal yelled something unintelligible, then stormed through the living room and out the front door. The force of her exit rattled every window in the house. Jay massaged his forehead. Who needed her anyway? If she couldn't love him for the man he was, then the hell with her. He gazed into the bathroom mirror and studied his face in the flickering light of a dying bulb. For one unpleasant moment, he mistook it for the face of his father. The illusion passed when he blinked his eyes, and then it was only him again. A hazel-eyed 28-year-old with high cheekbones and rugged good looks. Only right now he didn't look so good. Sweaty cords of hair hung in his eyes. The rough beginnings of a beard bristled on his cheeks, the longer hairs tinged with red. Dark circles underscored his eyes, half-moons prominent on a face that looked too pale. He shuddered at the image, for a moment considering the possibility that there might be something wrong with the way he lived his life. But he shrugged it off. Who wouldn't look this bad after all he'd put up with? He drew a deep breath and opened the cabinet behind the sink. After sliding aside the back panel, he reached behind the pipes until his hand closed around a square glass bottle. Gotcha, he said, grinning at the familiar black label. Looks like it's just you and me tonight, Jack. A third of the way empty when he pulled it out, the bottle drained below the halfway mark before he collapsed onto the bed. Liquid fire blazed a trail.